愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天下午跟大家来学习团契的喜乐。
This afternoon, we'd like to study a topic to join fellowship.
就是腓立比书的第二章。
That's Philippians chapter 2.
上一次我们查考到捆锁中的喜乐。
Last time we studied the joy in bondage.
虽然保罗在捆锁中。
Even though Paul was under bondage.
但是他还是很喜乐。
But he was still in joy.
主要是他的心已经活在神里面。
Most importantly, his heart is already living in Christ.
或者说神已经充满在他里面。
That is to say that God is filled within his heart.
所以捆锁这是不好的。
And so, though he may be shackled, and it seems that it's not good.
在不好的当中，我们人还是可以活得很喜乐。
But under circumstances that are not so good, he can still have joy.
这就是信仰的力量。
And this is the power of faith.
那我们要下午来看第二章。
Let's study Philippians chapter 2.
团契的快乐。
Which is the joy of fellowship.
团契是指着什么？
What does fellowship refer to?
如果我们从先看约翰一书我们再回来看腓立比书。
Let's look at 1 John chapter
约翰一书的第一章。
Chapter 1 for a definition of fellowship.
第三节跟第四节。
Verse 3 and 4. That which we have seen and heard declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us and truly our fellowship is with the Father and his Son Jesus Christ.And these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
这里圣经说我将这个话写给你目的让你的喜乐充足。
Here it says that I write these things to you is so that purpose of making your joy complete.
世界上是讲快乐。
In this world we talk about happiness.
但是在神的国里面是讲喜乐。
But in the kingdom of God, we talk about joy.
快乐比较偏重于感官上、物质上的满足。
Happiness refers to a feeling that we get from physical material things.
那喜乐比较偏重于内心的满足。
But joy refers to the inner satisfaction.
那这一些话会让你的喜乐充足。
And that these things we write to you, that your joy may be full.
那这话是什么？
And what are these things we write?
就是第三节。
What is referred to in verse 3?
你们跟我们相交。
That you may have fellowship with us.
英文叫 fellowship, 再翻回来就是团契。信徒之间的团契。
Fellowship is the communion between members.
那我们是跟儿子耶稣基督有团契的。
Likewise, we also have fellowship with Lord Jesus Christ.
所以可见我们喜乐的来源就是跟主耶稣的团契。
So the source of our joy and fellowship
is and
the joy of fellowship with brothers and sisters comes from Christ.
这个如果两个做好，我们天天会活着很喜乐。
If we can achieve true fellowship between us and Jesus Christ and with believers, then we will have true joy.
那我们倒过来想如果信耶稣好像都没有喜乐。
On the other hand, if we believe in Christ but we enjoy no joy,
很可能这个两个地方还需要进步。
Likely there are room for improvement in our fellowships, either God or with other members.
第一个就是我们跟神有团契。
Firstly, we must ensure our fellowship with God is maintained.
那第二个是我们跟弟兄姊妹要有团契。
And secondly, our fellowship with other believers must be maintained.
有时候我们常常想，有啊，我弟兄姊妹，你看我礼拜六中午跟大家在谈话。
We will say that yes, we get along with everyone. We talk with everyone during lunch on Sabbath days.
甚至聚完会也留下来泡茶聊天呢。
And even after service, we may sit afterwards to drink tea and fellowship.
但是好像我也没有什么喜乐。
But yet, I do not feel any sense of joy.
这可能是对团契不是很清楚。
And this is perhaps a misunderstanding of what is true fellowship.
如果我们看约翰一书里面刚刚读的团契主要的重点在哪里？
If we look back to 1 John chapter 1, what is the main essential points of true fellowship?
团契的重点你如果我们再回来看约翰一书。
On 1 John chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们跟我们有团契。
What we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you may have fellowship with us.
所以这个团契的内容就是这里所看见的、听见的。
And so what is the content of the fellowship? It is what we have seen and what we have heard to declare to you.
我们真的来到教会，我上个礼拜看见、听见的，全部都在教会讲出来了。
And if I have seen, declare everything that I have seen and heard in last week, and I share with everyone in church.
难道那不是团契吗？
Is that considered fellowship?
但是我们看见、听见的都是世界上的事情，从新闻、从报纸里面、从朋友的口中里面得来的。
But if what we have seen and heard is all from the earthly matters, from the newspaper, from our friends, and all these stories, is that really aspect that we want to share with others?
那这里的看见听见是什么？
So what is it that is referring to that is truly seen and heard?
就是第一节跟第二节。
And what is referred to in verse 1 and 2?
起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which have seen with our eyes.
好，这个生命看不见。
We know that life cannot be seen.
道也看不见。
That word can also is invisible.
那为什么生命之道听得见、看得见、摸得到？
And why is it that the word of life can be heard, can be touched, can be seen and looked upon?
就是第二节。
And the reasons in verse 2.
这个生命已经显现出来。
The life was manifested.
这个生命显现出来就是道成肉身住在我们中间，就是主耶稣降世为人。
This life that was manifested is the word become flesh, Lord Jesus Christ dwelling among us.
那既然主耶稣住在他们中间，这就是他们看得见、听得见、摸得到的。
And when Lord Jesus Christ dwells among them, this is something that you can see, you can hear, you can look upon, and you can touch.
所以我们到教会里面来所说的那个团契，是我们对主耶稣所看见、听见、摸到的。
And so what we share in our fellowships at church should be what we have heard and seen and touched with the Lord Jesus Christ's fellowship.
摸到就是我们对主耶稣的体验。
When we touch Jesus, that means the experience that we have experienced in Christ.
看见就是我们看到主耶稣的作为。
And what we have seen is what we have seen in Christ Jesus, the things that Lord Jesus has done in our lives.
听见就是我们听见主耶稣的话语。
And what we have heard refers to the words that we have heard from Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们把它讲出来，你也讲你的看见、听见、摸到，我也讲我的看见、听见、摸到，那这样的。一种聚集叫做团契。
So we mutually share and edify with one another what we have heard, seen, touched from Lord Jesus Christ. You share yours, I share mine. And this is how we can have communion and true fellowship in Christ.
所以圣经的团契是以主耶稣为中心的。
And therefore the true fellowship in the Bible has its focus and center point on Lord Jesus Christ.
那把主耶稣拿掉，这个叫做社交。
If we remove Lord Jesus from the picture, then this is called socialization.
把主耶稣放回去叫做团契。
But if we put Lord Jesus back into the picture, then this is called fellowship.
社交不一定会让人喜乐。
And getting along with others, or social with everyone, that is not something that can cause joy.
因为社会太多问题。
Because there's too many problems in the society.
那团契一定会让人喜乐。
But fellowship will truly bring joy into our hearts.
因为圣经说，一切美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的。
For the Bible says that the Father, all good comes from the Father, the Father of heavenly lights above.
那个上头就是神，就是主耶稣。
And what that which is coming from above is from Lord Jesus Christ.
从他来是美善的，没有不好的。
Everything that comes from him is good. There's not one thing that's bad.
从他来是全备的，没有缺点。
That comes from him is perfect. There is no blemish.
他是众光之父。
He is the father of all lights.
在他里面没有黑暗。
In him there is no darkness whatsoever.
所以这个美好的、全备的又是光。我们看见、听见、摸到，把它说出来，这个都是正面的，都是有造就的，所以我们就可以得到喜乐跟满足。
That what we have received from the Father is for light and goodness, and that is perfect. And what we have seen and heard and touched, we experience and we share with one another. There is no blemish in this.
所以教会的成长就是逐渐从社会上的社交进到属灵的团契。
And so what is church? Church is the advanced level where we depart from the society and we enter into a heavenly realm to have fellowship with Christ.
那教会的退步就是从团契一直在沉沦回去到社交。
However, if a church degenerates or declines, is where they become closer to the society in this world.
但是如果我没有看到，我没有听见，我没有摸到，我要讲什么？没东西讲。
But today, if I have not had communion, fellowship with Christ, I don't have anything to say about what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've touched, then how can I share in a true fellowship?
这个是今天我们的问题。
And so this is the problem we face today.
一讲到团聚, 我没事, 没东西讲。
When we talk about fellowship, we have nothing to share.
所以这个团契要得到造就的基本前提就是 我们要跟神有团契。
And so for this fellowship to be edifying to everyone, we first must have fellowship with Christ above.
所以这里才说, 我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And therefore it states here that we have truly fellowship with Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
那对这些门徒, 他是怎么跟主耶稣团契呢?
And so how did the disciples have fellowship with Jesus?
所以主耶稣拣选门徒就说, 来, 来跟从我。
Lord Jesus, when He called His disciples, He said, come, follow me.
那到主耶稣要升天以前就去传福音。
And then later on, when Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, He says, go into the world to preach the gospel.
那这三年的时间哦, 跟主耶稣住在一起。
And during these 3 years, the disciples resided with Lord Jesus.
那因为跟主耶稣住在一起, 就听主耶稣讲很多的话。
And because they dwelt together with Lord Jesus, they heard many words that He has spoken in the past.
耶稣说, 我的话就是灵, 就是生命。
And Lord Jesus says, the words I speak to you are truth and are life.
这个话是智慧的话, 但有能力跟权柄。
And these words carry authority and power in life.
然后他就看到主耶稣行神迹。
And they see how Lord Jesus performed miracles.
瞎子看见瘸腿走路。
That the blind can see and the lame can walk.
风海平静。
That He can calm the seas and wind and the waves.
主耶稣显出他大权柄大能力。
And Lord Jesus manifested His supreme power and miracles.
使人复活,
that He is able to raise the dead.
他说,
He says, I am the Lord of life.
大家看见了, 就信服,
and when everyone saw it, they submitted and surrendered to the Lord.
Right? 摸到, 就是亲自体验到主耶稣,
and recognized that He is truly the Lord of heaven.
体验到主耶稣变得饼。
When they touched Lord Jesus. When they experienced Jesus, they ate His bread.
这太奇妙了。
And this is so miraculous.
五个饼, 两条鱼, 喂满 5,000个人。
How is it that 5 loaves and 2 fish can feed more than 5,000 people?
12年的血肉, 摸到耶稣, 马上好。
And a woman with issue of blood for 12 years can touch Jesus and be instantly healed.
我们想她出去见证是何等有力量。
We can imagine how powerful her testimony and witness is before others.
所以如果我们要提升, 我们从社交进入团契, 我们要先跟花时间跟主耶稣在一起。
And so today, if we want to elevate our relationship, fellowship with others from just merely social gatherings into a true fellowship, then we need to first spend time in fellowship with the Lord.
那主耶稣已经升到天上，我怎么跟主耶稣在一起？
But Lord Jesus has already ascended to heaven. How can I have fellowship with Jesus Christ?
主耶稣虽然升到天上,
Yes, even though Lord Jesus has ascended to heaven,
他还跟我们讲话,
but He still speaks to us today.
是从哪里讲话?
And where does He speak? It is through the Bible.
那我怎么能够听到主耶稣讲的话呢?
How can I hear the words of Jesus through the Bible?
当我们祷告, 被圣灵充满,
when we pray and we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们再来念圣经的话,
and then we come and read the words of the Bible,
每一句话都感动我们的心,
every word shall move our hearts.
因为神的话, 就是灵，就是生命。
Because the words of God is spirit and life.
那有圣灵在感动, 这个话进去就会有力量。
And when a spirit moves, then the words that we read in the Bible shall have power within us.
这个叫做花时间跟主耶稣在一起。
And this is to spend time with Lord Jesus together.
听他讲话。
It is to hear Him speak.
我们现在教会啊, 每一天都有读圣经一章。
Now, in our church, we have a daily Bible reading progress.
一章大概15分钟左右, 可能不需要。
It should take us no more than 15 minutes.
那如果我们花15分钟读圣经, 再去思想里面的意思,
Now, if we spend 15 minutes afterwards to contemplate, meditate on the Word of God,
那你把感受的地方写出来。
You can write down your inspirations on these words.
因为有时候写出来不容易忘记。
Because after you write it, it is not easy to forget.
那下一次我要团聚，我就有东西可以讲。
The next time when we have fellowship, we have something to speak about.
就是神的话怎么感动我，这个就是我的分享。
And this is how the words of God have touched me, and this will be sharing and edifying others in fellowship.
那第二个就花时间祷告。
Secondly, we need to spend time in prayer.
我们得圣灵这个祷告真的是摸到神。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, it's actually touching God.
当你很安静的祷告到被圣灵充满的时候
，When we pray quietly in our inner room, we can actually experience God.
我们真的会感觉到那活生的神就在我里面。
And we can actually experience that the true living God is living right within our hearts.
那一种平静安稳啊，你从来没有体验过。
That peace and steady calm is something that we never experience in the world today.
有时候虽然病还没有得到医治，还没有找到工作。
And even though maybe our sickness is not yet healed, or you haven't located our next job,
圣灵充满那一种平安啊，真的是非常宝贵。
But the joy and the peace that we receive in the Spirit is beyond comparison, beyond precious.
那我们把它讲出来，这个叫做团契。
And then we share this in our fellowship, and this is called true fellowship.
所以如果我们要提升我们的团契，我们本身要先跟神团契。
And so if we want to elevate our fellowship, we need to first have communion with our Lord.
就是要花时间。跟主耶稣在一起。
And that is to spend time to commune with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那在腓立比书里面提到，我们人跟人的交往会有几个问题。
Now, Philippians talks about the several issues or problems that face when we deal with others.
那我们怎么用团契来解决这个问题
？And how can we use fellowship to resolve these issues that arise?
我们会看腓立比书第二章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第二章的第三节
Verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
第四节
Verse 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
这第三节跟第四节就是在社会上我们每天所经验的。
And verse 3 and 4 are the things that we experience in the society every day.
这个是负面的，不然我们不会高兴。
And negativity will not make us happy.
不可结党，英文怎么翻？
And it says here not to have divisions.
Self-ambition.
To have selfish ambition.
这个 self-ambition 就是以自我为中心的一种野心或者一种理想。
This is ambition that is focused on our self-centeredness.
那这个结党最明显的表现是什么？政治。
And what is the greatest manifestation of selfish ambition is in politics.
每一个人都追求他的理想能够实现。
Everyone is pursuing that their ideals may be realized.
所以这个政治有时候会分裂这个整个社会。
And so politics can divide the society.
因此我们看每一次选举完，那既然已经得胜，出来都是呼吁说我们要团结。
And so every time after an election, we see the first speech is always a speech of reconciliation.
所以我们对政治不要太过 serious, 不要太认真了。
And so we do not need to pay too much serious attention to politics.
有几个原因呢？
There are several reasons.
第一个，
Firstly,
神让那个尼布甲尼撒王知道。
God let King Nebuchadnezzar know.
至高者在人的国中掌权。
That the highest one has authority and sovereignty in this human society.
要将王位给谁就给谁。
And he gives the seat of the throne to whomever he pleases.
所以从表面上看起来，哇，哪一个人比较会竞选，哪一个人比较会什么，所以他得胜。这是人用眼睛来看。
On the surface, it may seem like this person was elected because he was so good at politics, but that is not the case.
但是从神来看，神要给谁，他就当选了。
From the perspective of God, whoever God wishes to see on the throne, He's the one that God would choose.
神是历史的主人。
For God is God of history.
历史是根据神的计划一直在进行。
He's the Lord of history because history progresses in accordance with the Master's will.
所以不要对政治太认真了，争得面红耳赤，最后是神在决定。
We do not need to be too insistent about the course of politics, for it is God who determines the course.
第二件，主耶稣说，我的国不主这个世界。
Secondly, Lord Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world.
如果我的国属这个世界，我的门徒就要征战。
If my kingdom were this world, then my disciples shall war.
人问那个审判官就说，那你是王吗？
And so people ask Lord Jesus, "Are you a king?"
主耶稣说是，你说我是王。
And Lord Jesus said, "It is yes, as you say."
但是当主耶稣说我是王，你说我是王，他是指着在灵界他是王。
But when Lord Jesus admits that he is king, he is referring to a spiritual kingdom.
神的国是属灵的。
For the kingdom of God is a spiritual one.
不属这个地上。
It is not an earthly kingdom.
所以他叫他的门徒要收刀入鞘。
And that is why he told his disciples to put to sheath their swords.
动刀要死在刀下。
For those who touch the sword should die by the sword.
所以真正的价值是为着神的国来努力。
And so the true value lies in battling for the kingdom of God.
那这个地上的政治这个地上人的事情。
By the things of this world.
我们教会是神的国。
The earthly things we need not bring into the kingdom of God, which is in the church.
所以我们对政治不采取立场。
And that is why we do not take positions when it comes to politics in the church.
那其他都是我们个人的决定。
For everything else, we can make our own personal decisions or opinions.
所以，如果我们在教会里面对政治采取立场或者太认真，教会会没有办法合一。
And so in this church, if we bring in our own political views, then we will not have oneness or unity in the church and cause divisions.
因为主耶稣是不分，不分你犹太人，不分你希腊人，文化背景全部都接纳。
Because Lord Jesus is not a God of division, but a God of unity. It doesn't matter if you're slave or master, or you're free, or you're Greek or Hebrew. Everyone is the same in Christ.
政治是立场分明，分别很清楚。
But politics is one that causes division and strife.
所以有时候连一个家庭里面一谈政治 也吵起来了。
And so we see that sometimes within the same family there may be divisions and squabbles because of different political views.
在讲凡事不可结党。
And that is why the Bible warns us do not have divisions or strife among you.
那下面不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Secondly, it says, do not have conceit.
这个英文叫 conceit 虚浮的荣耀其实就是一种欺骗的。
Conceit is actually a deception.
如果我们在追求个人的荣耀
if we are pursuing our personal glory,
我们人生会走偏的方向。
Then we will walk astray from the true path of life.
真的需要荣耀是荣耀神。
For the true glory belongs all to God.
甚至连我们工作做成，这个也是神的荣耀。我们只是无用的器皿，是神在做工。
Even our achievements at work is only through the glory and power of God that we're able to make any accolades.
如果我们在侍奉中去追求个人的荣耀，侍奉就会偏差。
And so, also in a servitude for God, if we pursue personal glory, then our path should also go astray.
接下去要看别人比自己强。
And following here says to let each esteem others better than himself.
如果我们看别人比自己强，我们就会尊重每一个人。
If we esteem others better than ourselves, then we will respect every single person.
但是如果我们看比别人自己比别人强。
But if we esteem ourselves more than others,
别人的意见我们就听不下去了。
Then we can never take into consideration the opinions of others.
因为我比你强，我怎么听得下去？
Because I'm better than you, I'm greater than you. Why should I listen to you?
但是世界上这个看自己比别人强，到处都是。
But in this world, we find many arrogant people who always think of themselves better than others.
下面说，不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Verse 4 says, "Let each of you not look out only for his own interest, but also the interest of others."
真的会去干顾别人的事，这个实在是有基督的心了。
Those who are really willing to look after the interests of others truly has the heart of Christ.
但是大部分都是忙碌自己的事。
But most people care only for their own interests.
所以这个几件事情让我们人跟人之间的交往有时候甚至不是很愉快。
And because of these issues, it causes interaction among members to have some unhappiness.
甚至要合一也有困难。
And causes stumbles the ability to have unity in the church.
那要怎么来把它改变，变成教会真的会合一呢？
So how do we cut through all this so that we can have unity within the church?
到最后还是要通过团契。
Finally, we need to achieve that through fellowship.
这个是非常重要的。
And this is extremely important.
我们看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 of Philippians.
请读。
Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy.
如果我们看第一节，他谈三件事情。
And verse 1 says, speaks of three things.
基督里有什么劝勉。
If there is any consolation in Christ.
他特别讲基督里。
He says, in Christ.
如果 不讲基督哦，有什么劝勉？一大堆啊，每一本书都可以拿出来讲，在教会。
If it is not in Christ, then we can use any kind of worldly books to talk about consolation.
哦，我看到这本书很好，他看到那本书好，我们大家拿来讲。
Some people may say this self-help book is very good, and other people may show other books that are self-help that are just as good.
你包括教小孩子，每一本讲的书都不一样，你要听哪一本
？Just like parenting books, there's so many self-help books out there all about parenting.
哦，那教小孩子最好一本书是什么？圣经。
But what is the best book for teaching our kids? It would be the Bible.
因为这告诉我们天父怎么教导我们。
For it teaches us how the Heavenly Father teaches His children.
这个就是我们怎么教导我们孩子的一个模式。
And this is the model that we should be following when we teach our children.
所以这里特别讲在基督里有什么劝勉。
And therefore it says if there's any consolation in Christ.
所以我们在教会里面的劝勉哦。一定要在基督里面。
And so any exhortation that we take in the church should be within Christ.
就是在神的话语里面。
And that is through the word of Christ.
因为这个劝勉到最后就是把我们带回向神。
Because any consolation and encouragement should be to bring us back to Christ.
也让我们更亲近神，得到神的恩典。
So that we may achieve a closer relationship and draw near to God.
那这就是真理。
And this is truth.
所以如果我们要做团契啊，一定需要真理。
And therefore, if we are going to have true fellowship, we need to have truth.
那我们不要把世俗的学问跟真理好像一碗什么什锦面里面什么都有啊，这样很丰富。
We should not try to mix in with all the worldly knowledge as if we're trying to make a porridge of all different sorts of things mixed in with the word of God.
神的话是火炼的精金啊，是非常有价值的。
For the word of God is like a gold that's been refined.
世界上这些书啊，这是叫做世上的小学。
It is so precious. The books in this world are just human knowledge.
这个不能够混在一起讲的。
Should not be mixed together with the word of God.
但是有时候因为我们对道理哦，看没有办法深入了解。
But sometimes because we cannot read in deeply into the word of God.
没有办法深入了解就讲不出什么东西。
And because we cannot deeply understand the word of God, so we are unable to share anything edifying with others.
那讲不出什么东西就拿世界上的书来讲。
And because we don't have anything to edify to share with others, we start taking things from outside the world.
这个世界上书很浅嘛，你一看就懂了。
Because the books in this world is very superficial, it's easily understood.
真的有生命是神的话。
But the true word that gives life to our souls is the word of God in the Bible.
所以我们在团契啊，要在基督里的劝勉。
And therefore, in a fellowship in Christ, we need to use the words of Christ to share with one another.
那下面圣爱心有什么安慰？
It says if there's any comfort of love.
我们的安慰啊，要从爱心出来。
So our true comfort must come from love.
所以团契就是一种爱心的关怀。
So fellowship is a consolation through love.
还有爱心的带导。
It is a prayer intercession of love.
这个关怀跟管闲事有什么不同？
What is the difference between a busybody and caring for one another?
这个管闲事就是很想知道。
And those who are busybodies are those who just want to know about your secrets.
但是我不愿意。或者我不能有什么行动来帮助。
But I am unwilling and I have no interest in helping you.
但是这个爱心的安慰就是表示为着要帮助，我们需要了解。
This is different from the comfort of love where we try to understand what is happening with another member so that we can extend the hand of love to help them.
那我们了解之后，就好像医生一样啊，你要先了解情况。
When we try to understand a situation, try to diagnose it, just like a doctor would.
我们才知道要用圣经的哪一节神的应许啊，来安慰他，让他在困难中有帮助，有盼望。
Then we would know which verse of the Bible to be able to minister to them, so that they can receive hope and healing and comfort through the Lord.
那有时候我们也没做不到什么。
And sometimes we are unable to do anything for them.
那我们就要为他祷告。
And then we can only offer up prayers on their behalf.
所以这个团契到最后跟服事一定会连在一起。
And so this type of fellowship has intimately to do with servitude.
团契没有跟服事在一起，到最后就是在听一堂道理，就是这样。
And fellowship without servitude is just simply hearing something, letting it pass by.
那通过信徒的互动，我们了解人的需要，拿出实际的行动来鼓励他，来帮助他，为他祷告，这个就是团契的内容。
Through the interaction of believers, to hear their problems, to pray for them and intercede for them, and to do actions of love in follow-up work, this is called fellowship.
好，那接下去圣灵有什么交通？
And following, what is the fellowship of the Spirit?
就是在圣灵的带领之下。
It is under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候很奇妙。
It is miraculous, truly.
我们在团契之前，如果有很认真在祷告。
If we have tried very hard to pray before a fellowship.
有时候在团契的分享当中，渐渐好像那个谈话的主题都会朝一个方向一直在进。
That during the time of discussion during our fellowship, the topic of the conversation will move toward a specific direction.
因为圣灵在带领。
Because it is under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他带领我们对圣经有很深入的分享。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us into the delve deeper into the Word of God and sharing.
那有出于真正爱心的关怀。
And through this true caring in a spirit with love.
那有时候讲到我们自己的体验，对主耶稣摸到的那个体验。
And then when we share how we have touched Lord Jesus in the past together.
那团契完之后，觉得很大的帮助，觉得很喜乐。
And so after this type of fellowship, we feel so much joy and so much edification.
我今天的问题得到了答案。
The answers that I needed to the problems I have been received.
我们再看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord of one mind.
所以通过团契，我们就会合一。
Through this true fellowship, we shall have unity.
因为团契就是神的爱，神的灵跟神的道。
For true fellowship shall have the love of Christ, the Spirit of Christ, and the Word of Christ.
所以当初使徒教会他们受洗之后，开始过新生活。
And so the Apostolic Church, after they have received baptism, they started to live a life in the Word of God.
有四个内容。
And they had a new life in Christ.
第一个，遵守使徒的教训。
They had four aspects to this new life. Firstly, they kept the apostles' teachings.
就是神的道。
Which is the Word of God.
第二个，彼此交接，就是团契。
Secondly, they broke bread together.
彼此交接。
They have fellowship with one another.
就是团契。
And that is fellowship.
第三个是擘饼。
And thirdly, they broke bread with one another.
擘饼就是圣餐，感念神的恩典。
And that is the Holy Communion to remember the love and sacrifice of Christ.
第四个就是祷告。
And fourthly is prayer.
所以如果教会团契做得好，流失会减少。
If we have good fellowship in the church, then the number of lost sheep shall decrease.
为什么？因为透过主耶稣把我们大家都连在一起。
Why is this? Because it is through Lord Jesus Christ we're able to maintain the unity and keep everyone together.
所以牧会的工作团契非常重要。
And therefore, to pastor a congregation, fellowship is very important.
如果以神为中心，有这个团契，慕道者、新受可以融进来，他就不会走掉。
God-centered fellowship shall attract many newcomers into this fellowship. Once they're stuck, they will never leave.
所以我们再看。 第五节,
Let's look at verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
这里说我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
It states that we have to have the same mind as Christ.
所以既然团契是以神为中心, 所以团契的结果就是把主耶稣请回来到我们当中。
Since the focal point of true fellowship is to have Christ among us, so whenever we have fellowship, we should turn back to Jesus.
那到最后，每个人有主耶稣的心。
So that everyone can have the same heart and mind as Christ.
那这个主耶稣的心有什么特色？
And what is this special aspect of having a heart like Lord Jesus Christ?
第七节。
Verse 7. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men.
第八节。
Verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
这个第七节说主耶稣虚己。
So here, verse 7 says, Lord Jesus made himself of no reputation.
那虚己就是把他的 所有的倒空了，所以他就变成奴仆，就可以服侍人。
When Lord Jesus emptied himself, he took on the form of bond servant so that he can come in the likeness of men.
再来就是舍己。
And he sacrificed himself.
所以他可以顺服一直到死。
So that he's able to submit to the Lord until the day of his death.
这个就是基督的心。
And this is the heart of Christ.
如果教会我们是在社交。
And today, if our church was a social organization,
社交都是强调我的意见、我的看法、我的观念、我的立场。
Social organizations always emphasizing my own ideas, my own opinions, my own standing, my own viewpoint.
那我们一旦以我做中心，有一些人就听不下去了。
And my own benefits, and everyone has to listen to you about your perspective, then nobody can stay.
我为什么要听你？
Why should I listen to you?
你是谁？
Who are you?
所以以我做中心呢，我们就发现这个里面绝对没有办法同心了。
And so if we use ourselves as a focal point, we can never stay together.
那现在把主耶稣请回来。
But now we re-invite Lord Jesus Christ back into our fellowship.
他在我们中间。
When he is among us.
我们都学主耶稣，我倒掉了，没有我了。
We learn like Jesus to make ourselves of no reputation, emptying ourselves.
那我倒出来这个神的话就可以进来。
When I empty myself, then the word of God can come in and richly fill my heart.
所以这个团体才能够合一啊。
And then this fellowship group can become one in mind and heart.
再来，因为有主的心。
And then with the heart and mind of Christ.
所以我们才会顺服。
Then we can submit to one another.
所以这个团契传递到最后，如果连职务会做的决定我们都不听，这个团契有问题。
And so if we have a fellowship, but then the fellowship does not submit to the council's decision, then this fellowship has a problem.
我们整个教会是一个身体。
For the whole church is one body.
那神托付职务会来带领教会。
And God has entrusted the caring for the church to the council.
所以除非我们知道职务会做的违反圣经，我们可以讲。
So unless we feel the council has gone against the Bible.
那传记到最后职务会讲是他讲我们就不听，我们做这个是没有以基督为中心。
Otherwise, we cannot insist on doing whatever we please in against the resolutions of the council.
所以团契就是要以基督为中心。
And therefore, true fellowship is to have Christ in the middle.
这样，我们整个教会会顺服主耶稣。
Then our entire church shall submit to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个教会就会成长。
And then this church shall grow and prosper.
整个教会会合一。
Then the whole church shall become one.
这个教会才能够成为基督的身体。
Then this church can become the body of Christ.
那这个教会让我们来了不想走，走了很想再回来。
Then this church shall be a strong magnet. Whoever comes shall never want to leave.
因为我们有主为中心的团契。
Because we have our Lord Jesus Christ as our main focal point.
神就在我们当中。
The center point of our lives.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
330首。
Sing him 330。
一起来祷告。
Final prayer。
请我们常常为俄版教会的宣牧圣工代祷。
We should continue to often remember the evangelism pastoring work of our church.
求主祝福，让我们教会能够成长。
May God bless us and prosper our church.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.